You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to this evening's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we honor you for this beautiful evening. We thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love. We thank you because there is no one like you. We thank you for your love that never fails. We thank you for your mercy, which endureth forever. And we thank you for your goodness. Your goodness, which is constant. Your goodness, which is your nature. Lord, we've gathered in the name of your Son, Jesus. Tonight I ask that you glorify Jesus. Let the glory of Jesus be manifested in every home, in every life, in every situation. Let Jesus be exalted. Let the devil be put to shame. Let your children be uplifted. Let the light shine. Let the sick be healed. Let the oppressed be delivered. Let the secrets of men's hearts be revealed. Let us hear you tonight. Let it be like one of those days when you walked the earth and you told people the things which were, the things which had been, and the things which are to come. Let us not leave here the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. You're welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus, and I am the pastor of Miracle Wave Church. We are in Chichewere in Kumasi here. You can visit us every Sunday. We are in God's presence right from 8 a.m., praying, worshiping, and listening to His good word and receiving of His Spirit and of His power. We are also there on Wednesdays. This month, every Wednesday, we are in church having a service called Wednesday Wonder. Wednesday Wonder. And it's been powerful. Last week, we had people from this broadcast, people who had been healed from this broadcast who attended. And they came to testify of God's goodness alongside people in the service who had received of God's healing power and of His deliverance. You would like to be part of it? You can join us. It's from 6 p.m. on Wednesdays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. thereabouts. We are experiencing God's power live every Wednesday right here. You can also find Miracle Way Church in Koforidua at the Waterworks Junction. The glory of God, His goodness, and His power are the same. Hallelujah. I want to read something about God's glory. In John chapter 9, from verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, we glorify. And Jesus, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Very, very interesting scenario. Very common problem. A man who was born with a kind of defect. He couldn't see. He was born blind. And very sad situation. And the disciples came to Jesus and they asked him, "Lord, who is responsible for this man's predicament? Is it the man? Is it his parents that he was born blind?" Sickness of children is a difficult thing for anyone to grapple with. And it brings a lot of questions to people's minds. Who is responsible? Or why would this little child have this problem or that problem? And it causes people to wonder. And it was the same at the time of the apostles. There are questions were because of the experience of Israel, where sickness was closely tied to sin. In the wilderness, the Bible tells us how God used to heal all their diseases, and there was none feeble amongst them. As they were walking through the wilderness, those people were healthy. And when you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, sickness was attached to the curse that came because of disobedience. And a lot of it starts with blessings, speaking about the blessings that will overtake people that obey. But that scripture ends with curses that will overtake people who disobey. And a lot of those curses were sicknesses and diseases. So from their history, sickness was associated with sin. And it still is. However, it's not always the sin of the person. Okay? Jesus answered their question, but probably not as directly as they would have wanted it to be answered. It wasn't the sin of... How can a child who is not born, who has not been born yet, how can he sin? A sin that would cause him to be blind. Jesus also told them that it was not... He didn't tell them whose sin it was, but he told them whose sin it was not. He told them that it's not about the man's sin. It's not about the sin of his parents. So it wasn't any specific crime that they had committed. It wasn't any taboo that they had broken that had resulted in this child's predicament. And if you are listening to me and you are the parent of a child who was born unwell one way or the other, and you may be beating up yourself because everyone has sinned. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the devil is so good at going to fish out some terrible thing you might have done some years ago and condemning you with it. The Bible calls the devil the accuser of the brethren. And you may feel so accused that maybe it's because of your sin that this has happened. There are times when church folk, like these disciples, will try to say something. You see, one of the biggest problems in the world is partial knowledge. So this person is not really ignorant, but the person doesn't have the full truth. And the person is throwing their partial knowledge about. And a lot of the time, such people do a lot of harm. Okay, so people who are in church, they are not spiritual. They are just there and they are busily drawing conclusions about everything and making people speaking down to people. They feel self-righteous and, to have this kind of problem around you or your children, you might have done this or you might have done that. And those are the things that happen to this kind of people. And they'll start making illustrations with that person and that other person. And makes you feel down and you feel so bad because what you did or what you didn't do may have resulted in the suffering of an innocent child. But Jesus' response in verse 3, Jesus answered, "Neither has this man sinned nor his parents." It may not be your sin. It may not even be the sins of your parents that caused the problem. But I've told you before that it is the result of sin anyway. Not your sin, probably, directly, but because of the constitutional sin. The Bible says all have sinned. We have all turned away from God. And it's that allowed several things to also go wrong. So all have sinned. In God's perfect world, none of these things existed. Everything that God did in Genesis chapter 1 verse 31 was very good. And when he made man and he puts man in the garden, everything he surrounded man was good. Okay? But when sin came, that's when the curse came. And man began to suffer. And man was driven out of God's place of perfection. And things started to go wrong. And imperfections started to show up. and some of these imperfections were resulted in diseases, so that something that is not properly formed can cause a defect at birth. Something that is absent, a chemical that is absent, can cause a defect at birth, or something that failed to mature in a certain way can cause all of these things. But these imperfections result from constitutional sin. Now, I need you to understand that the scripture is one long scroll. There are no punctuations. There are no chapters. I'm talking about the original manuscripts. There are no full stops. There are no commas. They're just written out like that from right to left in the Middle Eastern way of writing. Okay? The punctuations, the verse, the chapters were put in by the translators to make it easy to reference portions of scripture. But I believe that there are sometimes their punctuations, their chapters and verses might have obscured the message that was being carried. Okay, imagine writing a letter with no punctuations, and someone comes and say, "Okay, let me just put some inside," and the person might sacrifice some of the things that you mean for this convenience that he wants to introduce into the write-up. So, one of such instances, or one of these, occurs right here in verse 3. So I'm just going to rearrange their punctuations so that the message that Christ Jesus was making can come forth. I'll just do that straight away, because of my time. So, Jesus answered, "Neither has this man sinned nor his parents." What should be here is a full stop, if you want to add a punctuation. Then he continues, "But that the works of God should be made manifest in him, comma, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." Full stop. So, there are people who just read it. "Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." Full stop. But that one may give you the wrong impression. How is God glorified by a child who is born blind? How is God glorified by a child who can see? That's not how God's glory is manifested. God's glory is manifested when people begin to do the works of God. For the works, he said, that the works of God might be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me. What are the works of God? Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness or shadow of turning. God can fix whatever imperfection caused this man to be born blind. That is the work of God. What are the works of God? He created. He creates things. He calls things which be not as though they were. So whatever makes this child unable to see, whether it's the absence of an eyeball or the absence of an optic nerve or vision center in the brain, God has the power to recreate what he made, to fix it, to repair, or to replace. Those are the works of God. Jesus said, the works of God must be made manifest in this child. And for the works of God to be made manifest in this child, I must work those works. The works of him that sent me while it is day, because there is a night coming when no man can work. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for sending Jesus Christ, his son, by whom the works of God are made manifest. Oh, glory to God. Jesus came into this world not as a spectator, just to observe and look at the harm that sicknesses and diseases, the harm that has come into the world as a result of sin. The Bible said he acknowledged and he spoke in John 10:10. He said, "The thief has come. The thief came. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I also came. I also stepped in. What did I step in to do? To give life. and that men might have that life more abundantly. Jesus stepped in and began to work the works of God. And the works of God which he worked brought forth the glory of God. The Bible tells us of the times when Jesus would meet someone who was deaf and dumb, and he would minister healing to that person so that his deaf, he could now speak, he could now hear. He would minister healing, and the people would see the glory of God. The people would begin to glorify God. He met another person who was blind, and he was also dumb. He healed this person. He began to speak. He began to see, and the people saw God's glory. That's what we are talking about. That is the manifestation of God's glory. When someone works God's works, Jesus came, and he worked God's works. And people who were suffering under the yoke of sin and the influence of sin, they were touched by his power. They were touched by God's grace, and God's works were worked in them. Bartimaeus was blind. He met Jesus, and he cried out in Mark chapter 10, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood. Bartimaeus came to him, and he spoke to Bartimaeus. He asked him, what do you want me to do for you? He said, I want to see. I want to receive my sight. Jesus said, be it unto you according to your faith. Bartimaeus began to see. He himself began to experience the works of God had been made manifest in him. The glory of God had been made manifest in him. The people who were walking with them could see that God's glory has been made manifest in this man. God's power, God's works had been made manifest in him. How? As Jesus opened his blind eyes, as Bartimaeus was walking around blind, there was nothing that God gave God glory in that situation. But when God's power came into that situation and turned things around, when God's power came into that situation and caused the blind man to see, his works had been worked in that situation and his glory had been revealed. And I'm praying for you tonight that let God's glory be revealed in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. In that situation you are going through, Jesus came to turn it around. Jesus came to bring you out of it. Jesus came to manifest God's works in that situation. Hallelujah. That's what he does. He steps in. That's what he does. He changes the thing. Look at in John chapter 2 at the marriage feast, everything was going wrong. But Jesus was there. God wasn't glorified by the shame that the apparent lack of wine. Their wine had run out, and the shame and the disgrace that this was going to bring, okay, upon the hosts and upon the bride and the groom. But Jesus was there, and once he was invited, he worked the works of God. He brought the glory of God to bear. God's glory is brought to bear when God intervenes. His power is manifested. That's when God's glory is brought to bear. Not in the problem per se, but when his works are worked in that situation. And tonight, God is going to work his works in your situation. Say an amen wherever you are. There is strength in the name of the Lord. There's power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord. No matter how bad that situation is, it could be like this man's situation. But Jesus stepped in. He said, neither has this man sinned nor his parents. Full stop. But that the works of God should be made manifest in him, comma, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Full stop. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. Hallelujah. Look at the verse 8. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Hallelujah. Oh, what God is going to do in your life is going to confuse the people who knew you. You may be so bad. You've drunken everything that is drink, every poison that is in a bottle. You've smoked every weed that is wrapped up in paper. And you've injected yourself with all sorts of drugs that people have invented. And your life, people think they've got you all figured out. They should wait till you meet Jesus. As Jesus steps in your life, he's going to so transform you. You are going to become a new creature. All things will be truly passed away, and all things will become new. There are people who say they've met Jesus, but nothing has changed. Please, you haven't met him. No one ever met him and stayed the same. Paul said, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. If you are still in your old life, you may be a choir, whatever. You may be a musician. You may be even be a preacher. But if you are stuck in your old life, you haven't yet met that man of Galilee. He changes people. And the difference that Jesus introduces to a life is as different as night and day. The Bible said you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, called to show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. When Jesus comes, the change is the change from darkness to light. If you like, put off the light in your room and see how dark it is. And now put on the light again. Look at the difference. That is the night and day difference that Christ Jesus introduces when he meets someone. Look at what happened to Zacchaeus. The man was changed. That is the glory of God. The people knew that Zacchaeus was a thief, a cheat. You may be a government official and you are a thief. Or you may be working for the government. You may be a civil servant. You are equally a thief. And the people around you know. When Jesus comes, something will change. All will change. When Jesus comes to stay. When Jesus is now part of your life. Zacchaeus said, look, I give the half of my goods to the poor, and everything that I've taken by false accusation, I restore fourfold. Jesus himself said, now, today, salvation is coming to this house. Jesus wants to manifest God's glory in your life. The problem itself does not give God glory. But when his works are done, that's when his glory is revealed. And tonight, his glory shall be revealed in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Kabrandoli Hesota Brahadisa. Just begin to thank God for this message and begin to call on him. I don't know what your problem is. I don't know what causes you pain. I don't know what makes you wonder. Is it my sin that has brought this upon me, or that? True, there are times people, Jesus healed people and told them, sin no more so that the worst thing doesn't come upon you. That presupposes that the thing that came upon the person was the result of sin. There are times Jesus, before he would heal someone, he would have to say, your sins be forgiven you. That also could presuppose that sin, that person's sins were partly responsible for his problems. But it's not always the case. But whatever the case may be, even if it is sin, Jesus forgives. The Bible says, if anyone is among you is sick, call upon the elders, let them pray for you in the name of the Lord, anointing you with oil. Say the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and if he has done anything, the Lord shall forgive. You want to come to Jesus. He's not waiting to punish you. He's not waiting for you to die so he'll show you where the power lies and cast you into hell, which is real. And people will go there. Why? Because of God's justice. His love is perfect, but so is his justice. You want to turn away from sin tonight. You want the glory of God to be made manifest in your transformed life. Pray this prayer with me. With all your heart. Mean every word you say. Say, Father, I come to you today. I am a sinner. And I'm sorry for my sin. I turn away from a life of sin and a life that displeases you. Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Master of my life. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died for me, and you rose again for me, and you live forevermore. Thank you for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I go, I want to pray for you and pray with you as the Lord heals you tonight and the Lord works his works in you. Just tell the Lord, heal me. What is the problem? Whatever it is, if it's a child who is sick, lay your hand on that child and pray and ask the Lord to heal that child. Just begin to call on him. If you are sick, put one hand where the sickness is and lift the other hand. As I'm praying for you, God's power is going to touch you right now, wherever you are, and you will find in your body that you are made whole. I'm praying for someone who has fibroids and you've been bleeding, heavy bleeding, by the power of the Holy Ghost. So you bleed about 20 of the 30 or 31 days in a month because of the fibroid, and you are always pale. By the power of the Holy Ghost, those fibroids are shrinking now. Be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Let those swellings, those tumors vanish from your body now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That lady, you are Sunday born, and the power of God is touching you right now. The power of God is touching you right now. The power of God is touching you right now. Over the next week, you are going to pass a lot of clots. All that fiber is going to come off. And after that, by the time this week is ending, go and scan again. You will find that thing has left you. I rebuke every pain from your body. I rebuke every weakness from your body. Every dysfunction or malfunction of any organ. The power of God touch you now. In the name of Jesus, someone is just being healed of irregular heartbeats and palpitations. You always feel your heart beating in a funny way. That's the end of it. Migraine headaches have just been healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, asthma has just been healed. Ulcers have left somebody. You can eat your peppery foods. You'll find that the symptoms are gone. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just let us know what God is doing in your life. Just send us a testimony. Send us a testimony note on WhatsApp. Send us a testimony note. Voice note 0249-471-769. God bless you. I pray for you. May God bless your home, your family. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And let the glory of God be manifested in every situation. Let the power of God and the works of God be manifested. And let the name of the Lord be glorified in your life. God bless you. I'll be with you again next week. This is your Pastor Augustus signing out.
Miracle Way Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Way Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471-769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Way Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.